This is Earth and Sky for Thursday, December 11th, with more on Project Feeder Watch.
This is a project run by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology in Ithaca, New York, and Bird Studies Canada. Starting last month, thousands of volunteers across North America put up feeders and have been counting birds. They send their counts to scientists who use them to track bird populations. Project Feeder Watch was important last year in possibly linking outbreaks of West Nile virus to record low populations of some birds.
And beginning December 14th, this Sunday, and through January 5th, you can participate in the National Audubon Society's Christmas Bird Count, now in its 104th year. Instead of counting the birds at their feeders, volunteers spend a day counting as many birds as they can see or hear in a specified area with a supervised group.
Last year, over 50,000 people across one-third of our planet counted millions of birds. They found, for example, that despite temporary declines in the American Midwest, crow numbers in the U.S. seemed stable. So did most backyard bird populations, including blue jays and northern cardinals.
For more about how you can get involved, come to earthsky.org. Thanks to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation, promoting the conservation of native fish, wildlife, plants, and their habitats. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.